crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
The high school spring sports season is in the books, so over the next few days we'll be recapping the 2017 season, bringing in some of the coaches from Carbon and Emory High School. Yesterday, we started talking about fall sports. Believe it or not, off-season workouts are underway right now. Today, we're going to focus on the Carbon Lady Dinos softball team. They actually performed very, very well at the state championship tournament. They actually advanced further than they have in close to a decade. Joining us right now to talk about the end of the season and the youth on this Carbon High School roster that should return next year, we have Coach Wade Williams. Coach, good to get you back on today. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. It's good to be back on the air, and we had a great season.
You guys definitely did, Coach. You had a tough pod to begin with as you guys entered the number four seed coming out of Region 12. It was very difficult for you guys having to travel on the road to go to Cedar. You guys battled Cedar tough, but lost that first game. I know once you lose one game, the first game in a double elimination tournament, it's a long road to get back to the state championship.
True, but we bounced back the next game, and we beat Logan, I think 10-1.
Yeah, you guys bounce back with the staring at elimination, and that's always fun to see when you see a younger team, no less, kind of bounce back and face adversity. I mean, you guys were an extremely young team, so I'm sure you were curious to see how the girls would respond from that first loss.
Yeah, we did have a young team. We on the varsity, we started a freshman, I think three sophomores, three juniors, and three seniors.
All in all, when you have a team that's that young, Coach, and you go to a stage like the state tournament, is it kind of entering the realm of the unknown? Like, I know what your girls are capable of doing, but taking that young of a squad and going up against an elite varsity team like Cedar on the road, you probably don't know what to expect.
True. We had actually played Cedar earlier in the year. We didn't see their best pitcher that first game, but I know we can compete. Young team, the good thing about them is they get better every game usually, and that's what they did this year. So I liked our chances. Quite frankly, they just hit the ball a little better than we did, and that was the difference.
After you guys defeated Logan and you beat them handedly to survive and move on to the next week, you guys went up against Desert Hills, number two seed from Region 9. Now, I know it's not quite like baseball, but Region 9 has such an advantage where these girls are out playing softball year-round. You guys topped Desert Hills 3-2, so to win kind of a defensive battle in the state playoffs, I mean, that right there, that's a great thing. You guys won a closely contested game.
Yeah, and if you look at Desert Hills' record, I think they were like 25-5. They had one of the best records in 3A, but that was a game, kind of young team. Some games they bring it and some they don't. That game, you know, we were ready to play and took it to them. Our defense was awesome. I think we threw two runners out at home plate from the outfield, so just great team effort.
You guys put yourself in a good situation following that win. What was the attitude around the girls like after they grabbed that 3-2 victory?
I think that's when they really started to believe in themselves. We as coaches have been telling them all year that, you know, you guys are good. You know, you keep working, good things will happen. And I think that's when they really realized how good, you know, how much potential they have, how good they are.
You guys did manage to advance to the next day, which was this past Friday against Stansbury. Unfortunately, that's where the season came to a close, losing this contest 7-3. But all in all, you and I were talking off the cuff. This is the furthest that the Carbon Lady Dinos softball team has gone in quite some time.
Yeah, I think you have to go back to 2005 to find the last year that we went advanced further in the state playoff.
And with such a young team, I mean, that obviously has to make you smile looking ahead to what you have.
Oh, yeah, and each year we've challenged the girls to improve in every aspect of the game. As I reviewed the stats from this season, I couldn't be happier. We improved. We hit more home runs. We struck out less. Our on-base was better. Our batting average was better. The real emphasis, I think, this next year, and of course we'll continue to work on the offense, but, you know, our defense could be a little better than that. That was probably the difference this year. But part of that goes with having such a young team.
If we look at just how young the squad is, Coach, you only have three seniors that played this year on the softball team. I mean, that's a really low number, especially for a team that not only advanced to the state tournament, but made it as far as you guys did. Talk to me about these three seniors and what kind of role they played on this year's squad.
We had the three. I'm not big on just making them captains because they're seniors. We had the girls vote, and the team picked these three to be their team captains. And they stepped it up. I couldn't be more pleased with the way they played. Kenley Nelson, you know, pitching in the circle, she did awesome. She was hurt for a little while during the season. McKenna Sorensen, she pitched great too. Unfortunately, she was hurt during the season, couldn't pitch the whole time. But luckily, I either had McKenna or Kenley able to pitch, and then they just. Great girls, you love to coach them. They'll do whatever you ask, give you everything they got every minute. And then in the center, our center fielder was Markel Gressman. She was kind of the soul of the team, and she would kind of keep the dugout alive. And just three great girls. Wish them the best in their lives. They really did well.
It's an interesting situation, Coach, when you talk about three seniors surrounded by so many underclassmen. I mean, it can go one of either way. They could either be leaders or they could be frustrated because you know those underclassmen, they're going to make mistakes at the varsity level. So, I mean, obviously to hear the stories you're telling about these girls, I mean, it definitely shows a lot of character the way that they led this young team.
Yes. And, you know, they could see the young girls were trying. I mean, the younger girls were doing everything they could. I mean, they made some mistakes, but it wasn't because they weren't trying. And so, especially the pitchers really appreciated that. Game after game, they'd make comments how they really appreciated the way, you know, their defense played behind them.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Wade Williams of the Carbon Lady Dino softball squad. Coach, if we go back and we look at the three wins that you guys had in league play this year, that's what got you to the state championship tournament in itself. You guys had a couple of close calls throughout the year as well. Things maybe could have been a little bit different for you as far as the seeding goes.
That's true. I mean, that's the game, though. Injuries played a big part. Like I said, we rarely had McKenna and Kenley at both at the same time. We also had a couple other girls with probably McKenna Pendergrass, one of our best defensive players, wasn't able to throw overhanded for a few games. So with the young team, with the injuries, you know, all in all, I think it was a fantastic year, and I think the future just looks brighter.
Yeah, definitely. So between now and the beginning of next season, I know that there's those moratoriums where you can't really do a whole lot with the team, but what's the off-season workouts look like for this squad?
I encourage them all. Most all of them will get on a summer traveling team and play. They'll play upwards of anywhere. I think last year we had girls that played 160 games in the summer. And then we also, once a week, we'll go in and we'll do either open field or open gym where we'll throw and we'll do some hitting drills and whatnot. And this young squad, they're excited. They're asking me, can we go already? And I said, no, we're going to take a month off, relax, and then we'll come back in about a month and start up again.
You got to love the enthusiasm, though.
Yeah, and that's the younger players there. You know, softball is right at the top of their life right now, and so that makes it fun.
As far as next season goes, Coach, there's going to be an alignment change as far as the classifications. And in most sports, things, I think, set up very well for Carbon. They'll be a part of Region 14 with ALA, Delta, JUAB, Mesa Prep, Providence Hall Union. JUAB's a familiar opponent. They ran the table this past year in league play. What do you make, how do you make of the new regions? What's your assessment of it?
It's going to be interesting. Some of the teams I don't know, but like you said, Union's always good. JUAB's always good. So we'll get some good competition in the region, and that's what we want, because the better your competition is, the better that helps you become. So some of the other schools I'm not so sure about, but we'll see you next year.
It appears that it does look, I don't want to say easier, but it looks a little bit more favorable as a whole, the 3A classification, compared to some of those squads that you know you're going to run into in the state tournament right now, the way things are set up.
All right. I mean, I think the way the classification worked out, I think Carbon now is one of the larger teams in 3A, where traditionally we've been one of the smaller teams. So obviously the more kids you have to choose from, usually the better the team is. So that is in our favor next year, so I'm looking forward to that.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. If you had to describe this 2017 season as a whole, what word would you place with it?
That's a tough question. just heart. This team had heart. Like most, I mean, I've coached a lot of good teams, a lot of teams with a lot of heart, but this team really, really brought it. So it was just a great year.
Probably hard to say goodbye to a team like that, right? That you appreciate so much. I know some years are probably better than others, so to say goodbye to this unit's probably not the easiest thing to do.
True. I mean, we had great team chemistry, and that's for me, the fun of coaching is bringing that chemistry together and developing that and just being a part of that and enjoying that. And that's going to be tough to redo that next year, but I think we can. But it was a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, it's a pleasure to get you on and get a little recap of the 2017 season for the Carbon softball squad. Thank you again. Congratulations on making it as far as you did with such a young group. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate you and all you do.
Definitely my pleasure, Coach. A lot of positive things happening with the softball program. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over to talk NBA basketball. Last night, the San Antonio Spurs, they were swept at the hands of the Golden State Warriors, and it may just be Manu Ginobili's final game in the NBA. We'll talk about that right after this.